Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For another edition of DJV Health. It's the DJV Health program. Some people call it a show, but I've always objected to the term show when it came to a radio program, because on a radio program, you can't show anybody anything. You can describe something. Good descriptions are great. Painting word pictures is great, but it really isn't a show at all. Am I being too much of a nitpicker? Well, Jack would probably say that, yeah, I tend to be a little bit of a nitpicker, but that's good because we get to the specifics and the nitty-gritty of things, especially when it comes to your health. Important to be that way with Jack. Jack Stockwell and Mary, his wife, run the website ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack is a well-known GAPS practitioner. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City where he practices his nooker. Listen to me, he's a New Englander. Nooker. Nooker chiropractic. All right, let's get to the heart of the matter, and there are lots of things actually that are cooking this week in our various segments. I want to know why eating garlic and onions can prevent hypertension and diabetes. I'm sure you have a great cogent answer to that question, Dr. Stockwell.
Well, there are all kinds of minerals that are absolutely essential to our health. And we know them as iron and copper and calcium, potassium, the things that we hear in the news. We don't always hear about sulfur. And sulfur is absolutely essential for various processes to take place. But when that sulfur is wrapped up in an organic compound, and we call them organosulfur compounds, with some polyphenols, which are just nutrients from plants, they have a very powerful disease-fighting activity. And we find these things concentrated in garlic, white and purple onions, leeks, chives, scallions, shallots. Anything like that that's of that particular nature are very high in these organosulfur compounds. And people have known, you know, you can go back, the earliest nutrition books in this country, that back in the 1800s, for that matter, and some early ones from the 1700s, will have wonderful protocols and recipes put together concentrating on garlic and onions and its ability to lower hypertension and to prevent diabetes. And what and the chemical action in there, you've probably heard of ACE inhibitors, at least ACE2 inhibitors. And anybody that's on a high blood pressure medication right now probably has an ACE inhibitor. And ACE is angiotensin converting enzyme. It's something your body releases when it's in a state of shock or blood loss or anything else that will raise blood pressure. And so even stress, the stress of living in 2021 is enough to raise blood pressure in a lot of people.
Right, for sure.
So their cardiologists will give them an ACE inhibitor that stops the body from raising blood pressure when they're already having that problem. Well, these foods like garlic and onions are loaded with this ACE inhibiting compound that lowers blood pressure. So most people listening to us right now are familiar with the fact that garlic can lower blood pressure, but so can onions and the leeks, chives, scallions, shallots, all kinds of stuff like that. So a study that was just recently published in the Journal of Dietary Supplements really goes into the chemical end, the amylase and the glucosidase and the hypertension-related enzymes, dissecting chemically as best they can. Why are garlic and onions able to lower blood pressure, but as well as prevent
diabetes? What a great question. Why didn't I think of that? Why?
Yeah. Well, there's a big difference between the half of our population out there is what? The other half is why? They're the ones.
All right,
who
did you? This I've always wondered. When I go, actually, my friend, the produce farmer up the street, when I go raid his barn every, once the things start growing, pretty soon lettuce and stuff. But you know, during the season, it's onions, and there are four or five different kinds of onions: big ones, little ones, purple ones, white ones, some red ones. I don't know what the difference is between all of them and why you would prefer one over the other. Like, should you have this kind of onion for this problem? And is there a different color? Like potatoes. Potatoes are white. Sometimes they're brown. Yeah. Sometimes they're purple. So is there a difference in the nutritional value of things just because they have a different color?
Well, there is. And Mother Nature has a way of cross, not breeding, but
cross-pollinating. Maybe.
Cross-pollinating, that's the word I'm looking for. Cross-pollinating a lot of crops like this that over thousands and thousands and thousands of years, you know, the when they're in any kind of proximity, and then other little tiny genetic changes that will show up from time to time, give us different colors. But the main thing that involves the nutritional impact is what's in the soil. And you, as a farmer, you know that very well.
Sure,
how mineralized
that
is
all
the soil?
That's right. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. How mineralized is the soil? How deep
did
is the humus? What's the level of humus?
Did I talk to you about, and I don't mean to interrupt, but it sort of goes together here.
Yeah.
Before I lose my train of thought, which happens more more frequently these days than I want to admit, the idea of the soil, the richness of the soil. There was a, and I'm sure I haven't talked to you about this, because I saw this on Thursday or Friday night. On PBS, there was a what they call the soil special. And it was a focus on an Australian farm that was across, well, there were two farms, belonged to the same guy, across the street from one another. On one side of the street, literally, they used, this was a demonstration that was being done by a college. And so he's got 4 or 5 acres on one side, and he treats it all with Monsanto stuff. Roundup, you name it. And then he, on the other side of the street, has done an organic thing, fertilizing with cow manure, horse manure, the usual stuff, chicken, turkeys. And so the soil on the side of the street that had the organic material was just beautiful. There were roots growing, the black earth, and the stuff on the Monsanto side of the street looked like solid sand. It had no, there was no life in it. I mean, you could tell even by looking, even if you didn't know anything about farming, you could tell looking at the salt, at the soil that came from that side of the road versus the stuff that came from the side of the road that had been treated naturally. I don't know what more people need to know, especially some of the farmers who still stick up for Monsanto because they grow more stuff and make more money. That doesn't mean if you're concerned about leaving the farm to your family and you're using all this crap on the land, you're not going to be leaving them very much. So I thought you'd find that interesting.
Well, it is. You know, is there a benefit in in cover crops? Is there a benefit in crop rotation? You know, of course there is. Of course there is, because you have to revitalize the soil after every time a crop has come out of there. I mean, they've known this for
By the way, the focus was, the focus began as a focus on methane and how that was, according to some, ruining the atmosphere. As a matter of fact, we have not talked about this very much on the DJV program yet, but we're going to. The government wants to limit how many hamburgers the government, this government.
I saw
this,
that.
Want to limit how many hamburgers you can have a year, and how many hot dogs you can eat a year, how many steaks you can eat a year.
Yep.
Are you kidding? There'd be a revolution like you wouldn't believe. All right, let's get back to that in a matter of, go ahead. Do you want to make comments?
Well, no, I'm just going to make the comment. You see what politics has done to health care over the last year. Just imagine what politics will do to our food supply.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. All right, we got the garlic and onion thing under control here. That's for sure. I guess I want to know when we come back about your breath, though. What is the garlic and onions are good for lots of different reasons and in many different ways. But what is there? Why does our breath taste? I eat onions all the time in my breath afterwards, or the way my mouth feels. So let's dig into that with Jack Stockwell is here, Dr. Jack from Salt Lake City on the DJV Health Program, where we spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to get a good night's rest to your health, to your well-being. So now MyPillow has come up with a product catalog that enumerates all of the things that they have that are new. And one of the things that I find interesting here is not only are they taking care of your bed, but the things that you might be wearing when you get into bed. A bathrobe, some pajamas, loungewear, new in the catalog that you get at MyPillow.com. And then there are those new My Slippers, made with a three-tier cushioning system that's exclusive and unique to the MyPillow slippers. They have this special MyPillow fill in them. That's one. That's where they get started. And then there's the impact gel, and there's the memory foam. Very absorbent. You'll feel very supported when your feet have the moccasin style or the slip-on style. Both of them available in a variety of colors and sizes. So, if you use the DJV code when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page to check out after you've decided to get a pair of these moccasins or the slip-on style slippers, you get 40% off using the DJV code. Thank you very much. So, new My Slippers. Get them for every member of your family. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. It's kind of a square there. Promo code DJV. Take advantage using that code of all the deep discounts on other MyPillow products. Get the sheets, get the mattress topper, towels, you name it, they got it. Save 40% too on the new My Slippers. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Back to the DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Forbidden Doctor is his website. He's a board-certified Nooka chiropractor. We're talking about why garlic and onions taste the way they do. Isn't it interesting to look at the fabric, literally, the fiber here, and wonder what gives you put these little seeds in the ground. So what gives them, it isn't the ground that tastes that way. So why do they taste that way?
Well, it's just the genetic nature of the plant itself. They have very powerful pungent oils.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, because they sustain for a while. If they were water soluble, they'd be gone in no time. But because they're oils, they will coat the mouth, they will coat the throat, and that pleasing aroma for some people. You know, of course, some people have a hard time with it. But I find it a very pleasing aroma. I love to cook with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so even the cutting of onions and what it does to your eyes, these kind of, that's because of the oils. Mm-hmm. And they are very powerful because they're loaded with sulfur.
That's why they're so good for you.
Yes.
Onions and mushrooms. I love to cook with onions and mushrooms. That's what I do. in my house when I do actually cook, which is not, it's kind of a rare occasion. At any rate, we continue on. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. It's this week's DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack is one of the two doctors that we focus on. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has an hour. Jack has an hour. Every week we put together a podcast with information that comes from these two doctors. Jack, in the most recent podcast that he has, focus on why we sneeze. I remember I was sneezing, and so that we got off onto that tangent. And Jack gives you a trick to stop sneezing. I'll give you a little secret. It has to do with your finger and what's under your nose. Anyway, a lot of focus in this conversation about your adrenals as well, herbs, the usual stuff that Jack likes to talk about. Well, not the usual, the usual approach to things that need an explanation. And certainly our renal system is one of those things we need to know more about. So at any rate, that's Jack and DJV Health. I think it says actually on the label online, DJV Health Jack at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, Jack, in this particular episode, has a take on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine pause, which, according to the experts, was something that shouldn't have happened. You get down to that brass. Well, there are all kinds of things. Now, I was talking with you. I think that the idea of it's hindsight. Now, what do we say, Jack? Hindsight's 20/20. Mm-hmm. So you look back at all of this stuff about the vaccines and, you know, what we know and what we don't know. Now, today, we understand that there's a man in California hospitalized with a clot after taking the J&J vaccine. I think there are about 6,000 of those. And there have been other problems. I mean, there have been a number of problems, frankly.
There have been 4,000 deaths reported to the CDC. 4,000 deaths. So just yesterday, the NIH announced, all right, we'll take a little look at these adverse reactions coming in and find out what's going on here. Over 70,000 adverse reactions. Half of them are just pain in the arm kind of a thing. But the other half have some very, very serious things going on. And some people, you know, it's, well, anyway, the important thing is the NIH finally said, we're going to take a look. Now, you used the term experts there a few moments ago. There are experts, and there are very heavily paid experts.
There are experts, and then there are experts.
Yes, yeah. And you have to kind of, who's that expert working for when they come out with their expert advice?
Well, they pay, you know, you can see this happening in medicine. You can see it happening in court when people bring in these people, they pay them. I know I'm involved in a court case now. And we brought in somebody who was an expert in sound and noise and stuff. Cost us $3,000 a day. But this guy really had, he really had the expertise. But then you see all kinds of examples of people who just doctor this and doctor that. So they come in to testify. They get paid $3,000-$4,000 to show up and testify. And they have no more expertise in that field than I do. But yes, because they're a doctor, give them credence.
That's what you're talking about, in essence, right? Well, yes, exactly. And so, and then when the greatest promoter of all this stuff, Fauci himself, owns interest in Moderna, I mean, for crying out loud, when are people going to start saying, hey, wait a minute here. Let's slow down for a second.
I think we got Fauci fatigue. I think he's overlived his... It's too bad because he's got a distinguished career, but he's almost tyrannical now, and he doesn't have the power, it seems, especially, as we'll learn later on here, when it comes to the business about distancing and stuff that we've been wondering about. It's turning out to be nonsense.
Yes, it is.
And that's not coming from Jack. That's coming from me, and I try to stay in the middle of the stuff between what Jack maintains. A lot of my lifestyle is predicated on what Jack and his wife Mary advise me to do, and then I listen to Ken Kronos, who also is different kind of expertise, but he has, you know, he's got a lot of credentials and a lot of experience, so you got to figure out who to listen to, but I'm not listening to Fauci much anymore, I'll tell you that. Jack, talking about Mother Nature in a matter of moments here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress Wednesday night where he's expected to unveil details of his American Families Plan. Biden will reportedly call for free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, with federal funds assisting states in offering the pre-K. The proposal is one piece of his more than $1 trillion plan that is focused on education, childcare, and healthcare. The president is also expected to propose a hike in the capital gains tax rate to pay for his plan. And the president has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas and the third largest sheriff department in the country. Gonzalez has been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say that it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says that it's the people that will be affected most that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax hike.
That would be a direct hit to this economy. And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Do you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? So what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spur the economy. They'll hold it. That is a mistake. It's a giant step backwards. And again, it's another example of President Biden and these far-left progressives who are seeking to slow this economy down and kill job growth, kill investment, kill innovation.
And NASA says the astronauts of SpaceX's Crew-1 will be staying in space a few more days. After looking at weather forecasts, the agency has pushed back the return of the four-person crew from Wednesday to Saturday morning. The crew will leave the International Space Station Friday afternoon with a targeted splashdown around 11 a.m. Saturday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Half hour of this week's DJV health program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. So we have been talking about the health concerns that we've had over the past year or more and how foods have been important. You just were talking about it, garlic and onions and things that we can get that we can grow ourselves. More and more have, people have little gardens and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They raise their own herbs. I never did. I didn't have an herb garden. Rosemary, thyme, basil. Is that how you say it? Basil or basil?
Yeah, it depends basil. On what college you basil. Graduated from.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a graduate of the College of Hard Knocks.
Thyme. Yeah. Thyme and, right. I use thyme and rosemary all the time. All
yeah.
the time.
All the time. All the time. Yeah. Okay, so let's discuss the whole business about the business. I mean, it's not a new conversation when you think about the pharmaceuticals, all the ads on TV, let's fix this with drugs. And so then let's, you know, we think about the garlic
back to the things that are natural in there, the things that are part of the standard process way of doing supplementation, all are that everything in a standard process product that you stand up for, you supply, you distribute those program those products to listeners and to folks that come into your clinic. So on ForbiddenDoctor.com, where there are lots and lots of podcasts and there are protocols that are described, you do it on your local program in Salt Lake as well as doing it here on this program, talking about how important it is to understand, and that goes back to what I said a few minutes ago about the soil, what Mother Nature can do. If you want to call it Mother Nature, I just, you know, the naturalness of the planet. The planet has figured out how to survive for Mother Earth and however else we want to refer to this 4.5-5 billion year old planet. And somebody asked me the other day, I thought this was interesting, somebody didn't know, you know, I do the American Family Farmer Show every week, and we talk a lot about food and family and farms and stuff, and people, they don't know where the soil comes from. The soil comes from, originally it was lava that over the years became sand, and then with rain patterns and other things that influence the soils. You know, if you look at the history of the planet, Jack, the deserts that we have, they're like Southern California is a desert in the Southwest. And you go to Africa and you see the deserts with it. They weren't always deserts.
No, they weren't.
Back when they weren't. So no. Anyway, go ahead.
No, you know, and as the we have something called continental drift. You know, as the continents kind of drift apart from one another, if you bring them all together, you know, the old geological pictures show the one great land mass. And as they separate, you can see how Africa and India and Indochina separated from one another, how South America separated from the eastern part of Africa and North America from Europe and all this stuff. And as they do, weather patterns change. You know, we only have to have a 1.5 to 2 degree Celsius change in the ambient temperature over 2 or 3 decades to completely change weather patterns on the face of the earth.
And you're seeing that happen.
Yeah, and so when mixing with the sand that you're talking about in the breaking down, the geological breakdown, and then the plants start showing up, and they create the organic matter that as they come and they go, and they come and go.
Mm-hmm.
The organic matter mixes with the sand and the rock and the ice age that came and the huge glaciers that crushed rock down to sand, which is where standard processes plants come from the, what's called the kettle moraine. It's where the massive grinding of rocks because of weather changes and it mineralizes the soil as opposed to trying to grow something out in the middle of the desert. But actually out here in the West, everywhere they start to irrigate with sufficient amounts of water, foods just explode out of the soil because they have been sitting there waiting for millennia for a good solid water supply. So as a farmer, you know very well yourself how very important the mineral content of the soil is to produce good foods, because you can go get commercial foods in the supermarket from the produce department, and the green peppers are emerald green, and the tomatoes are just beautiful red, and the carrots fantastic orange, and yet they have very little in them anymore that will actually satisfy the nutritional needs of the human physiology, which is why we're going to talk about the General Health Pack as the supplement of the week this time.
Yeah.
Because one of the amazing things about a product called Catalin, and it's in the Daily Fundamentals, is a year of taking this product, just a year of taking this product, can make up all the malnutritional deficiencies, the deficiencies we suffer from.
And if you're eating the typical American diet, you get plenty.
You got plenty of nutritional deficiency, which is really where the disease comes from. Disease is the result of malnutrition and toxic poisoning. And so, as you were talking earlier about the Earth over 4.5-5 billion years and however long mankind has been here, we know from paleontology, we know from archaeology and such, that there have been 4 or 5, maybe probably 5 extinction-level events that have happened
in the chronological history of the planet, you know, dramatic things like the asteroid and the dinosaurs and stuff. And we're facing another one now. We're facing another one now because of the massive pollutions of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the conditions that have led up to this, the commercial farming that has just destroyed the soils. And so they have to put these heavy nitrogen, potassium products into the soil to give you emerald green peppers.
Right, it's all nitrogen. It's ammonia.
Ammonia. And there's nothing in these things. I remember reading a study not long ago.
No value. It looks good, but it doesn't anything for you.
You compare the nutritional value of spinach. I think it was from 1950 up to 1980. Just in a 30-year period, it had lost 85% of its iron and nutritional content. And that is what that's 40 years ago. What is it now?
Yeah,
so organic, you know, and farmers markets, wherever you can shop from a farmer's market. But underneath all of this is the power of this Daily Fundamentals General Health Pack at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yeah, you can find it there, the website, and all the other things that come from Standard Process that Jack talks about. You'll get some help, by the way, when you go to the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and take the symptom survey.
Yes.
You'll find when Jack analyzes that and talks to you about it after it, you'll find there are some things that are obvious from Standard Process that will help you get out of wherever you are. Boy, I'll tell you something. When it comes to vitamin B, all the vitamin Bs, I have learned a whole lot from you over the last year or two about how important those B vitamins and D. A lot of times you just hear people say, take a good multivitamin, you'll be fine. Well, it won't hurt you, but there are a lot more things because the food sucks that we're eating, and there's nothing, there's no iodine, there's no zinc, there's no, you know, any of this stuff that normally would be in the soil. Monsanto has bleached it all out. That's why you need
it. And remember, 99% of the vitamins in the marketplace out there came from laboratory mm-hmm. mixtures, not from Mother Earth. And if you're not getting your vitamin mixture, which is what Standard Process is famous for, from concentrates that came out of the earth itself in the sense of plants and animal products, you are kidding yourself to load yourself with those artificial synthetic drugs.
Right. Okay. So here now, this gives me great pleasure to be talking once again about Yvonne's Bakehouse, the cookies. I brought some to your house. I think we finished off the last one at the movie theater, didn't we?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks ago.
The theater. They were great.
So we'll bring more. Yes, exactly. You'll be ordering more once you see how delicious the rolls and the buns and the breads are, and the fact that they don't have anything that'll make you feel sick. Gluten, you know, causes damage. Jack will be happy to tell you about how your small intestines work. And if you got celiac disease, you've got a gluten allergy, it's really miserable. Take it from one who knows. It's a serious condition, and so when you're eating things, I like sandwiches. I like cheese and tomato sandwiches. I like peanut butter sandwiches. And with regular bread, man, it makes me miserable for about 3 hours after I have one of them. And I try to stay away from it. I can easily do that now because the breads that I get at Yvonne's Bakehouse don't have any of the provisions in them that will make me no gluten, nothing that, you know, I mean, the other side of it is you got to keep the stuff in the refrigerator or the freezer before you use it or as you're using it because they don't have any preservatives, it'll go bad quickly. So that's why but you know what? It's time for us to get back to natural, to nature. These cookies, we love cookies. I sure do. Nobody loves them better than me. A good bowl of ice cream and some cookies, yum. And so if you go to Yvonne's Bakehouse, you can see the full array of all of the products that they have, the recipes. It's a great American story. Yvonne, E-B-A-N-S, Yvonne's Bakehouse, by the way, it's the name of the husband and wife team, the combo name of the folks that run the bakehouse. Yvonne'sBakehouse.com, great American family company. Here's the DJV code for a big discount on these cookies. Even if you don't have a problem with gluten, you'll love the taste of these, and I know you want to support it because it's a good American company. Why not? And the other thing is, you 100% money back guarantee. You don't like this stuff, and you are going to like it because it just is great. Go to YvonnesBakehouse.com.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From the Chevy Bolt EV to the Tesla, electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. And one of the big benefits is obviously savings in gas. But as Mark Marmer from Signature Electric explains, there's an even bigger benefit to driving an EV.
So I would tell you that the clearest benefit of an electric vehicle in general is the simplicity of the vehicle. The vehicle itself is a very simple machine. I liken it to sort of your blender. It's got a motor, something to make it go faster and slower, and some place to get electricity. That's just about it. If you compare that to the, you know, thousands of moving parts that need oil and wear out one on the other in terms of a gasoline engine, if you sort of started from the ground up and said, well, we have these two choices, I think that the gasoline engine would look silly in a way.
Check out the Signature Electric YouTube channel for more on electric vehicles.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking out some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
Nah, that's for my mom. Baking's her love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit, that's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the Kohl's cash.
That's a big deal.
Those are 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% offer valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, back to our discussion with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, Jack is on a fast.
Two weeks
you've been on a fast.
Today is the 16th day. I've done some water fasting in the past. But
sounds
I
awful.
Go, well, no, actually, it's amazing. You know, and the thing I'm trying to do here, not just, you know, cleansing and regeneration of the mitochondria and things like that, I'm trying to cut my psychological dependence on food.
Really?
I'm the kind of person that anytime I hit stress, depression, challenging, questioning, anything that questions my value, I reach for something to eat and suddenly I feel better. And as I talk to my patients about this, it's amazing how many of them feel exactly the same way. So
right.
I thought, you know,
so
what?
So your wife says, you're a terrible husband.
Yes, that's right. So you better start fasting, Jack, and you better start.
Yeah.
So, no, the thing is, I am absolutely shocked and surprised at the level of energy that I have. Now, I have done studies for a long time, not studies, I have studied long-term water fasting from several different sources in the past. And here on the 16th, I've lost 28 pounds as of this morning in 16 days.
Since the last time I saw you, really?
Oh, yes.
This is 2 weeks ago. You must have started this the day
shortly
I left.
Shortly after you left. And the thing is, I don't see myself eating, Doug. I don't see myself eating again. Now, there's a point where you get in a long-term fast where your body, you hear inside yourself, feed me. That's when you stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop carefully. You just start with 2 or 3 days of broth before you start moving into soft foods and things. But I feel fantastic. I feel like my brain is more clear. I have energy all day long now that I've shifted to fat for my energy source instead of carbs that I've been eating all my life, 70 years worth.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I feel fantastic.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. Don't lose too much weight because it won't look good. You got big bones. You're a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to get, you know.
Well, there's always makeup.
Well, most of the stuff you can do is, you can come around to your middle, certainly with me and lots of others.
Yeah.
So water is, just drinking water and making sure you get the right nutrition. See, you're having the support of all the standard processed products you have there.
No.
And that'll keep you. Oh, you're not
taking
any of that?
No, I'm not taking anything but water.
How boring. All right, there's the story. More from Dr. Jack. He's not a boring guy. Dr. Jack, DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Z.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Here to continue his inspirational progress on the air is Dr. Jack Stockwell, as a part of DJV Health. Dr. Jack is a well-known and respected Nooka chiropractor, one of the West Coast's finest, as it turns out. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City, which most people know after listening to his program with a great deal of attention. One of the things on our mind, we have a couple of things, but first, Victoria is back to wanting to know why we sneeze. Her husband sneezes, so I know that's part of our most recent
incapable of not sneezing less than 5 times.
Yeah.
Well, right. You know, where do you live? New York City. What's trapped in New York City is the person.
Well, actually, no, she lives down the Jersey Shore now.
Oh,
you'd think there'd be a lot of free blowing air.
So he's just started, this just started on the Jersey Shore?
No, it's his whole life. No, his whole life. He grew up in Queens, but it is his whole life. He cannot, he's incapable of sneezing fewer than 5 times. It's always 5.
Well, there's still something inside there. You know, the microbiome that we're always talking about in our gut also exists throughout the entire mucosal surfaces of the body, which includes the opening of the nose, back through the nasal pharynx, back into the back of the throat, and down the esophagus. And depending on what kind of a microbiome population is in there, something is causing a continual, ongoing trigger, allergic reaction to something that he might irritate by just 1 or 2 sneezes, and it takes a few more to calm it down. Hmm. That's one thing. Another thing is, that just may be normal for him. Because there are people who need more than just one sneeze. They'll sneeze two or three times. Five, I admit, is a little excessive.
But I told you about 14, the 14 times. That's what started the conversation last week when we were doing DJV Health, my sneezing.
Yeah, well, if you now you're out there on a farm. Do you have exposed soil?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As the seasons change, the mold levels change. So the other kinds of bacterial elements that are involved in the soil, those that have been dormant during the winter become more active when the temperatures warm up and there's more moisture present, and you're going to get a blast into your nose every time you breathe. We have this idea that viruses are these little black, little tiny, hairy, little bug-looking, spidery things hanging around the corners waiting to jump on us. They're spread from somebody's mask to us. When we're moving through an ocean of these characters constantly, you can't separate yourself from viruses any more than you can separate the ocean from the fish that live inside of it. There are elements.
In other words, you really liked hearing us talk about the MIT study.
Then. Oh, well, yeah, I have a year of radio shows on this very subject at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This has been utter nonsense, and I'm glad somebody with some authority other than this guy from Salt Lake City, and a mess of virologists and epidemiologists around this country who have been deplatformed because they have been saying this for months. So it's nice that MIT...
Let's see if they deplatform MIT. They've been dismissed, in fact. And so because they went against the ruling entourage...
Well, it's when politics takes over healthcare. This is what you end up with.
Yeah, well, when politics takes over... lots of different things. You know, the whole business about not using, and I know that you're pretty apolitical, actually, and the fact that when Trump was using that stuff that I never can pronounce right, and the
hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, that too.
And all the doctors have been sanctioned because of it.
Yeah. Right.
Doctors have been sanctioned everywhere because they were pushing this stuff.
It's the power of the drug. You know, it's becoming almost trite to say it, but the power that drug companies have over our lives now, and what you get from a doctor who's just going to prescribe you with something or other that'll deal with it because we have quote-unquote drugs for that, you cannot turn on a popular television program, daytime or nighttime, and not see a spot, at least one drug ad in every spot break. Every single show, no matter where it is, no matter what time it's on. And that really tells you how much money there is in all of this stuff, as much as anything else.
Well, and now, finally, the NIH has come out and said they're going to finally study the allergic reactions to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Over 70,000 adverse reactions reported to the CDC, and not one word of it anywhere coast to coast in this country outside of CDC reporting.
Well, the personal experiences, as a matter of fact, Victoria just got off of 3 days after her second shot of being sick after taking it. But it does, everybody says it kicks in your...
I have an allergic reaction, though. I just had the flu-like symptoms that they claim that's what you're supposed to have. But I didn't have, like, any rash or anaphylaxis or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I already had enough misery. I don't need anything else.
Well, it's the sneezing you have to listen to every morning.
Yes.
That's bad enough.
Right. All right. Well, we've taken care of the sneezing thing. Anyway, you want to get the backside of that, you can listen to the most recent podcast that we have, Jackass 2, one at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and the other one is at DJVHealthShow.com. Get them wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV program, DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.